1945.
Today, a hope of many years standing is in large part fulfilled.
In Washington, President Harry Truman announced Japan's unconditional surrender, ending World War II. Also, in 1935.
Today, a hope of many years standing is in large part fulfilled.
Gotcha. That was a mistake then. The first time that was not Harry Truman. Take two. All right. So let me do that last one you just heard. In Washington, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signing the Social Security Act. 90 years later, the law is still providing citizens with retirement income and other government benefits. It is not meant to be solely relied upon. But yeah, let's take two. In 1945, it was not FDR, it was...
This is a victory of more than arms alone. This is a victory of liberty over tyranny.
There we go. Harry Truman announcing Japan's unconditional surrender, ending World War II after we dropped some bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing a devastating number, right? 80,000 in Hiroshima, and later the total 140,000, and I don't know the numbers at Nagasaki. Today is also a bunch of things. It is, among other things, Tattoo Removal Day and Wiffle Ball Day. All right, and so we close it with our morning devotion. We turn first to Robert Morgan's on this day for August 14th and see what he's got to say. And I try to be sensitive, in terms of, because he deals with martyrs, and sometimes maybe it's, we've got some folks saying, hey, I've got kids listening. So, yeah, in that regard, I'm going to pass on this one, and we're going to go to Jason, Kansas. Notes from the Upper Room, lessons in loving like Jesus. Today it's John 13:16, and it goes like this. Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Let's keep the music going. Thank you. Jesus had been instructing his disciples in the way of the cross, which is the way of service. They had been watching him and listening to him, yet they also held on to a tiny hope that he would leave the way of the cross, reveal his power, and ultimately seek glory in an earthly kingdom. They rightly saw him as Lord, which in their thinking gave him every right to rule with power, but he didn't, at least not in any way they expected. When he said, a servant is not greater than his master, he was telling them, you all agree that I am your Lord and master. If that is true, do you imagine that your lives will be exempt from service? No. I want you to live the same way. He was calling them to be his messengers, carrying the good news of the kingdom into the world. The message he wanted them to share was one of a cruciform kingdom, which is built upon love and service, not power and control. Over time, Jesus' message gets twisted. Jason writes, so much of modern evangelicalism, at least in the West, has abandoned the way of the cross, preferring instead the way of glory. Some Christians talk about how God will bless them with wealth and possessions if they just believe the right things or speak the right words, but God's kingdom is filled with other-centered servants, not self-centered consumers. Our closing prayer, Jesus, we know that in our self-centeredness, we seek after our own comfort, recognition, and glory, yet you have called us to something greater. You have asked us to be a messenger of love and service. Forgive our self-centered ways and lead us back to the way of the cross. Here's our devotional thought on John 13:16 from Jason Kahn's Notes from the Upper Room here on WWIB. Well, I've said it many times, and we'll hold to it, to beginning on the listener line. And birthdays, we are notified about there, starting with Keith in Owen, who says, Michelle Hurst with a birthday today. Well, I'll have to use that that drop of her and her husband, Amos. So thank you. Happy birthday, Michelle. Great sister in the Lord, for sure. And Keith says, it's also his good friend Lyle Schwartz's birthday today. Happy birthday, Lyle. Sue in Kanat says, happy birthday to her son, Joshua. Happy birthday to Josh Seeley today. And then we go to Facebook to find, you know, it's interesting. I knew that in on my wife's side of the family. So her sister, Laura, has two kids. Her daughter, Kylie, posting about some of these birthdays. So here it is. Nate Flanders was born. Happy birthday to Nate today. And his dad actually had... His dad has gone to be with the Lord. So his dad had this as a birthday. Then Nate was born on this day. Then his son, Maverick, sharing this as a birthday today. Mav, happy 24th birthday today as well. And then on top of that, Kylie's boyfriend, her significant other, Gunner, I'm just learning this morning, he's got August 14th as a birthday. That's crazy. Three in one family. I mean, down the line, three generations, and then the boyfriend. All right. On to other Facebook birthday wishes. Happy birthday to the talented Chris Ouellette, has blessed the Chippewa Valley with her news skills in the past, more recently with XL Energy. Also, Hugh Houston today, who is author of Jesus is Better Than Porn. Hugh turning 70 today. James Giruli from Sammy's Pizza, one of our reading challenge sponsors. Happy birthday to Jimmy. I have to check out with him today. I wonder, probably wouldn't be working on his birthday, would he? Marissa Halverson, Josiah Hodgett with the birthday today. Yes, Michelle Hurst, we mentioned. Kelly Andreas. We've got Kira over in the Twin Cities, Kira Marie, and Mike McKay back on the radio on WCFW these days here. So a lot of birthdays today, and we quickly turn to the national scene to see an addition there, including somebody turning 80 today, someone that you probably know. See if this gives it away this morning.
Excuse me!
Yeah, actor, comedian, and author, and producer, and writer, Steve Martin. They're born in Waco, Texas, in this day in 1945. Antonio Fargas, who played Huggy Bear on Starsky and Hutch, is 79 today. That's a feel old for some of us who grew up on 1970s television. Romance novelist and best-selling author Danielle Steele, 78 today. Gary Larson, cartoonist of The Far Side, is 75. Magic Johnson, the basketball legend, is 66 today. Mm. Halle Berry, the Oscar-winning actress, is 59. Mila Kunis, the actress from Black Swan and That 70s Show, 42. Also, Tim Tebow turning 38 today. So this morning, we're trying to have some fun by... We're so grateful for all of you WIB listeners, north, south, east, and west in the WWIB listening area. Some listening on the live stream. I know my mom does in suburban Milwaukee, though she's been vacationing in Eagle River this week. But various other folks. And so, but wanting to know, what about pets? We got talking pets yesterday. Sam and I worked for a few years. I don't know. Hadn't paid a lot of attention. I'm like, yeah, we got a pet ferret named Gizmo. He's like, really? And so... yeah, we covered some of those bases. So what about you? Along with your listening, what pets are listening with you? Cliff, who's now in Eau Claire, has moved back from Spooner, says, yeah, he sent us a picture of his dog, Ruxton. They're Shorky listening with him this morning.
We also got a message from Sherry from Whitehall. Also sent a picture on our text line, 715-396-1670. And she says... this is Mr. Oreo.
Mr. Oreo.
That's great. she says, my 11-pound package of interesting. He is a rescue and now my emotional therapy animal. There you go. And he loves listening to WWIB every morning. So yeah. Hey, we got Mr. Oreo listening from Whitehall. I love it.
I think our mini poodle, Wesley, named after Wesley from The Princess Bride, is probably my wife's emotional support animal. I mean,
That's great.
We've had him since, I want to say 2019, but yeah, he just really loves her, follows her around everywhere, and she's just like the greatest. And so he likes me okay, but we all know that she's the best. But Sam, we got some responses in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group too, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit ago, not a little bit ago, I guess this was yesterday.
Last night,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, a couple here. We heard from Holly, who said, my cats are Rusty and Susie Q. We listen in Elk Mound.
Yep, and Susan also says she's listening along with her pug, Bucky, in Cadott.
And then finally, Mary Mom Knutson, and this is, never mind, that's the Facebook name, I apologize. Mary from Mondovi listens with their dog, Chewy, every morning.
Yeah, so what kind of dog is Chewy, Mary? Anyhow, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Love to hear from more of you. In our pet sense, it's a one-day deal.
Yeah, we're talking about the pet listeners this morning. That's what we're all
Anybody
about.
Anybody else with a ferret out there? Or what about a pet chicken? We had a story on that yesterday.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Now, okay, one more thing here, too. the significance behind pet names, I think, is really interesting. Okay, so Wesley from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Where does Gizmo come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that was his name when we got him. We came back from Liberia, and we had had, like, mongoose in our house, actually. And that's a whole nother story in Liberia. But so this was the closest thing. Mongoose was like having a squirrel in your house. The ferret is a little smaller, and but they're crazy, and they're fun. They really are.
Gizmo, so, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. That tickles me. I love that so much.
Sam Linda in Chippewa Falls, she's a regular in our Tuesday Trivia Win It Wednesday. She chimes in at our Pet Census today on the listener line at 715-396-1670, saying she has a tabby cat, Emmett, who's about 8 years old. She says, I have Wib on from almost when I wake. Thank you, Linda. Emmett listens to Wib when I go to work, too. He even tries to listen or read the Bible.
that's awesome. We've got Emmett from Chippewa Falls listening here today. That's really great. Hey, you know what? I am a huge, huge cat person. If I were to pick one creature, I don't know. I'd be stuck between penguins and cats, I think. But
interesting. See, I didn't know that. So you're not a dog guy. You're more of a cat person.
Absolutely.
How did that happen?
I'm not entirely sure. We had one pet dog growing up. That was a little later on.
Uh-huh.
When I was probably, oh goodness, 7 or 8, I think. But and then she ran away, which was kind of sad. But yeah, the cats we just kind of always had.
Okay.
We kind of hobby farmed growing up, and so we always had cats around, outdoor cats for catching the mice and all the things. And I don't know, everyone's like, oh, cats are so rude and they're not loyal, but they have so much character, and most of them are absolutely adorable. And then penguins, I mean, just, I could go on and on.
Okay.
Penguins are just cool.
Yeah, you know? No, it's interesting. That's interesting. Hey, let us know. It's a pet census today. You have cats, dogs, penguins. Let us know. 715-396-1670. All right, well, apparently you started something in the cat-dog department, because we are taking our pet census and expressing your fondness for cats. You didn't necessarily say over dogs, but it was clear. So Beth chimes in at 715-396-1670. Also from Eau Claire says, I totally agree with you, Sam. Cats are the best pet. Don't have a pet now, but had two cats, Smokey and DJ. They both passed in 2016. I miss having a cat. Loved cats since I was a child. I'm definitely a cat person over a dog. Oh, that would be a poll. I don't remember us doing that before, but that would be one of the great polls of all time.
Oh,
cats.
Yeah.
Or dogs.
Cats or dogs?
The next time we're together, we'll have to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. We're going to talk about now, though, here at 10 till the 8 o'clock, questions you should never ask in a job interview.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you've had no luck finding work, maybe it's because you've asked one of the following questions during the interview.
This first one is, what does your company do?
Yeah, that shows zero research and lack of preparation on your part.
It would be, I feel, a really embarrassing question to ask. Another question you should never ask in a job interview. How soon can I take vacation?
Yeah, like you're already eager to get off. Like, gives the impression you're more interested in time off than the role. Just wait, they'll tell you.
Yep. Here's another one. Not a good question to ask. Will I have to pass a drug test?
Yeah. Raises an unnecessary red flag immediately.
Yeah, huh? Let's see, another one. Can I work whatever hours I want?
Now, listen, flexibility is common now, but an open-ended question like that can sound like you're avoiding structure.
See, on the flip side, though, so many of the, back when I was job shopping, you know, so many of the jobs that you look at, they will say, make your own schedule.
Huh.
So it's almost like this perk that's like, oh, that you don't have to have structure.
It's changed.
But at the same time, we need that. And so that's really interesting.
Yeah. What's a couple more here?
Let's see. Another question you should never ask during a job interview. Let's see. Do you check social media accounts?
Why, Sam? Why are you concerned about that? No, it suggests there's something to hide.
Right.
So. More and more employers do, right?
Right.
In job interview situations.
Right. You also shouldn't ask overly personal questions about the interviewer themselves.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Anything related to the job or company, that is their age, politics, or family life, can cross boundaries.
And finally here, can you change the job duties for me?
Yeah, it signals you're not interested in the position that's being offered.
Yeah, you don't want to make any changes to that.
There are other questions they do say you should never ask.
Yeah.
Like, is your toilet paper one ply or two ply? Just, yeah, wow.
It's probably one. What hour of the day is the building totally and completely empty?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have video surveillance in this place?
That would raise some red flags. What's the company policy on, quote-unquote, borrowing items from the employee fridge? Mark?
Oh, boy.
You know, you guys, Mark stole my lunch the other day. This is a whole thing. We won't get into it right now.
It was just unintentional. We had the same Tupperware. Having seen what you had, I would not have wanted to steal it.
Right.
Okay. And you liked the zucchini casserole I made.
I did absolutely like it.
I told them, go ahead. You need some lunch, eat it. How closely do you check the mileage on company vehicles?
Another question you shouldn't ask, how much Facebook time can I take each day? maybe not.
And finally, do you know if that beautiful carpet in the break room is glued down? Oh, boy.
I'd like to take a souvenir in the form of a beautiful carpet in the break room. Oh, my goodness.
Well, with us on the line from a different ministry, it's Paul. We've known him as Paul and Willard, but now it's the Whispering Oaks Youth Fest, which is just a couple of days away. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Doing good, Paul.
So you got a big deal going on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I do have a dog. I got a 130-pound Rottweiler. I don't know how much she listens while she's chewing the arms off her couch, but we do have one.
Okay.
Saturday we have Youth Fest. I just want to add that it was inspired by when I first came to Christ. I met our worship pastor, and he ran up to me and gave me a big hug. And he said, so you're the dad we've been praying for 2 years.
Wow.
So that just meant a lot to me. And as we were planning out this year, I said, I want to do something for the youth. This is for everybody. So it's not just youth groups coming. You could be an adult. We're just going to ask for a $25 donation at the gate, anybody over 18. But anybody under the age of 18 is free. We have Dupree's coming, which I believe you guys are going to have in studio tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. But then we got opening for him, Andy Ashcraft out of Beaver Dam, and then Howard Grip and King's Conquest, well, Noah from King's Conquest. And a really amazing kid right from our area here, Jordan Michael. Very unique and genuine love for the Lord, and just an amazing musician. So we have music all day long. We're smoking up some brisket for walking tacos and to put on a big pile of macaroni and cheese if chosen. And those will be available at cost at the concessions. Gates open at 11. Music starts at noon and until 6:30. I know they're calling for a little rain, but feel free to bring a tent canopy or whatever you need. Rain or shine, we're going to be praising the Lord out here in the woods.
That's great to hear, Paul. And I love, too, how you mentioned that this is for everybody, too. I know me personally, I've always kind of taken pride in the fact that I really am just kind of a child trapped in a man's body. And so to know that, you know, and there's just this callback, there's the nostalgia too of the youth events that I used to be a part of through my own church, wherever that was. And it's a really, what's the word? Impressionable time, I think. And so exposing the youth, I think, to a Christian concert and just in an environment where there's other believers, you know, meeting other believing friends is really, really important.
Well, I think another important aspect of it is you can come out and have fun. You can enjoy some good music. We're going to be having, if youth groups do show up, we're going to have volleyball and cornhole tournaments. Otherwise, the stuff, hey, it might be a little bit wet out, but even the adults, you know, come out. We'll have 2-3 volleyball nets set up. Come have some fun. You know, we don't have to just sit in lawn chairs and stare at a stage. Just have some fun with some good God-honoring music in the background. And I do want to just do a big shout-out for Haas and Sons Incorporated and Trinity Construction and the Hideout restaurant in Marshfield. They've just, especially that Hideout, they've been providing the meals for the headlining artists and helping us out with the concessions. And without these companies, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. And we are looking for more business sponsors. So if there's any business owners out there that want to be a part of something that's God-honoring, God-centering, and all this money goes back to the lost and the forgotten of addiction that sometimes we just seem to keep walking by and not acknowledging on the street. And we just want to reach out and help as many as we can.
It's going to be fantastic. Whispering Oaks Youth Fest going on this Saturday, said 11 to 6:30, and again, it's free to the youth groups. And again, for those over the age of 18, suggested donation of $25. Really cool bringing the different youth groups together. And again, all the proceeds are for your Made New Recovery Ministry as well. So, Paul, thanks so much. Again, people can learn more at differentministry.org, differentministry.org, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much, Paul.
All right. God bless. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks, Paul. Look forward to that this weekend. Put it on your calendars. Willard, Wisconsin, that's where it's at.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Well, summer winding down, and we've got a list of the summer's most popular state parks. Looks like Wisconsin didn't make the list.
I am realizing that now as I look at this, but that's okay. We do have some great state parks. I can testify to that. What have been the state parks attracting the most visitors this summer? Well, analysts determined how often people used Google Maps to look up directions to various state parks.
Yeah, the data covers searches that occurred from Memorial Day to early August.
And first on the list is all the way out east, Watkins Glen State Park in New York.
Hmm. Then second is Liberty State Park in New Jersey.
Oregon, that's one place I really want to go. I've just heard it's beautiful out there. Silver Falls State Park. That just sounds like all kinds of gorgeous.
Yeah. I know a couple that lives out there that just had their first child. Hats off to Allie and her husband. Also, Starved Rock State Park in Illinois. Never heard of it.
That's the closest one to us so far, mm-hmm. I think. We've got Letchworth State Park, also in New York, I guess. You know what? That actually makes sense because I keep forgetting that earlier this year, we were out in New York because we went to visit my brother out in New Hampshire. And so we drove through New York State. We drove through the scenic part of New York, and it was gorgeous. Huh. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Nice. Hamanasset Beach State Park wins for being the longest named state park, and that one's in Connecticut.
We've got in California, Point Lobos State Natural Reserve.
Eighth on the list of the most popular state parks is Warren Dunes State Park in Michigan. I've heard about the sand dunes, and it's a lot of fun. That sounds like it probably fits into that.
Oh, yeah. The sand dunes. It's right kind of by the lake there, isn't it? Florida, all the way down south, Blue Springs State Park.
And rounding out the list, also in New York, it's Jones Beach State Park. The top 10 most popular state parks in the country.
There was one I actually visited just this past Monday. I went out to Wausau to see my sister and her husband and their two kids. They just moved out there for his work. And there is a ski hill out there. It's called Granite Peak. For any skiers listening right now, you know, it's really one of the best ski places around. But it's on this kind of mountain, a Wisconsin mountain. That's really the best we can get, called Rib Mountain.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of part of this whole park up there called Rib Mountain State Park. And so you drive up and up and up. And you can walk around. I took some really cool pictures. You can walk around the ski lifts and stuff that are all closed down. And everything is all grown up all around it. They have an observation tower where you can climb up there and just see for miles. I mean, you've got Wausau all around. And it was gorgeous. I mean, great weather.
Have you ever been up atop the ski jump in Eau Claire?
I have not.
It's been many years, but I was before, and so that's pretty cool.
Interesting.
Too, so. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, so I don't know. Probably not, but anyhow.
I might. I don't know.
Back in my younger days.
Might go when it gets dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, be careful.